Picture Perfect Gaining Skills is very similar to Master the Basics version, but instead of having just one person in the photo, you have more than one person. So the more people that are in the photo, the more challenging it's going to be to recreate it. So you can gauge how difficult or easy you want it to be based on the number of people in the photo. But generally, 2 to 4 people in a photo, and more if they can handle it, that's fine. Again, you can gather the photographs from magazines or from the internet, or you can take photos yourself ahead of time using students as models or adults as models. And what you're looking for in these photos are people arranging themselves in interesting ways. So you might want to think about if there are different levels, for example, some people standing up, some people sitting down, or if their bodies are posed in interesting ways in relation to one another, because these will be more interesting to recreate. Also, of course, we have to think about our students with physical limitations and make sure that the poses in the photos that we choose, that they can recreate them given their physical limitations. So we choose, after we've gotten a selection of photos, we choose one and show it to the class. Again, you can use any kind of method that works for you, smart board screens, printed photos, show it on the camera, whatever. And then the task is for the students to recreate the photo. So this means that you have to have the same number of participants as the number of people in the photo. Each participant is assigned one person in the photo, and that's their person to emulate. And sometimes they'll need a teacher to coordinate this. Sometimes they can do it themselves and organize themselves. And sometimes you might want to assign a leader in the group who is not participating in recreating the photo, but who is sort of the director of the process, as a teacher might be. So just depends on the level of your kids how you're going to want to do that. And again, with this activity, you can take a comparison photo to see how well they arrange themselves according to the original photo.